Good evening, everyone. I'm not conducting, I'm only the pre-concert entertainment. Welcome to the second orchestra concert. I have been called to the CODA office as interim associate dean, and it's a different bargaining unit, so I may not conduct the orchestra for the time while I do that. So we are very happy to have very able hands this evening. We're delighted to have Dr. Jacob Sosteda, who is the assistant conductor of Pacific Symphony, and he has college teaching experience, so we're very delighted to have him on the campus for the remainder of this and most likely the next semester. And he will talk a little bit about the second half. The first half is going to be conducted by my student Apostolia, who started her tenure as a conducting student this fall. Now, the reason why we are divided up into two chamber orchestras has to do with the COVID protocols. There have been some new protocols that came down on September 19th, and we squeaked by with our last orchestra concert, Shostakovich 10, in the big hall just before they went in effect. So now we have to have mandatory distance between all wind and brass of 6 feet. So we can't fit a large orchestra, not here and not in CPAC either. So that's why for now we're dividing into two chamber orchestras and we do the best we can. There's a lot of merit that comes from doing smaller repertoire where the orchestra trains to listen. So it's just a different kind of repertoire we're going to do for the next few concerts. So Dr. Sosteda will talk about the second half. The first half, you will hear a very rarely heard early symphony by Schubert, number 3. It is very Mozartian in its sort of transparent lines. It's not a large orchestration. Very juvenile, joyful Schubert, and it's also not very long, so you will undoubtedly enjoy that piece. Now the second piece on the first half, the Hiawatha Suite, is very special. That was composed by Samuel Coleridge Taylor, who is a composer of color, born in England, and reached fame through the Hiawatha Ballet that he toured the United States and all over the world. This suite is extracted from the ballet. Unfortunately, there are parts available, but no full score. So no orchestra, to my knowledge, has performed this since the 1920s. We were able to get the parts, and through the able help of an alum, Nate Trunereau, who is in the audience. Do you want to wave at people? Yes. That was a ginormous undertaking. We scanned all the parts, sent it to him, and he produced a full score. That is really necessary for the conductor to do any sort of meaningful rehearsal. And we only found one mistake, right? It was really amazing. I mean, it's so exact. So we're very happy that Nate put that together. And that undoubtedly is going to be a great piece. You'll probably never hear it again because it's performed so rarely. For all I know, this is the California premiere. So thank you for coming, and please join me in welcoming Apostolia Niculi.